Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Adam Crowley, we have someone on the horn. Tell me who.
Yeah, it's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Jim Lynch and his folks out there are absolutely marvelous at Lynch Golf Sales. So is our man, Jeff Hathorn. We welcome him in right now. We get right to it. Good morning, Jeff. We're talking camp, as you've been there and been there a lot. Our time is crunched, so I'm just going to start asking questions here, Jeff. The George Pickens hype train, which is running quick. I mean, it's running fast. It is. It's like one of those high-speed Japanese or Italian trains that's just roaring through, or maglev that never came to Pittsburgh. Answer me this. Is it? Do we need to temper it, or is he that good? Is he as good a rookie receiver as you've seen in some workouts?
So we need to temper it from the fact that he hasn't faced a full live secondary that could take your head off even and not worry about a penalty or is going to hand check maybe a little bit more than what we've seen. But in the drills that they've done, especially the one-on-one drills, and in the two-minute drill yesterday, he is making catches and he is dropping few and he's making plays. Now, some of those drills favor the receiver and receivers should make plays. But he's got confidence. He's earning respect of his teammates. And, you know, we now just need to see the last piece. Can he survive those huge hits? What is he going to do against another defense? So I think everything that he could do, he's done. And I think what's been as impressive as anything is the number of combat catches that he has made because those things don't change.
Jeff, I remember last preseason that whenever Ben Roethlisberger was in, then Mason was in, then Dwayne Haskins was in, you can tell that the offense changed between each quarterback that Matt Canada was putting out there. Do you expect that to be the same case Saturday? Do you expect maybe an altered offense for Mitch, an altered offense for Mason, an altered offense for Kenny throughout the first preseason game?
I think it'll be altered because of the personnel, but from a scheme standpoint, I think they're going to run similar things. They're going to want them to. And then comes the toughest part of the evaluation for the coaches, is trying to figure out how much playing with the first team, going against a first team, and how you measure that against Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett doing second and third teams. You know, Kenny had a good day yesterday. You know, you're going to see the ups and downs, and Tomlin's right about that. You know, guys are going to – it's the ebbs and flows of every pass or of every drill or of every day. And, you know, Kenny had a good day, but I have little doubt that Mitch Trubisky will start in Cincinnati.
The ebbs and flows of training camp to this point, Jeff, have been very positive for the most part. The videos that get tweeted out are George Pickens making catches or – you know, we see good things. We hear mostly good things. We feel mostly positive about stuff. But yesterday when we talked to Ray Fittipaldo, and I imagine we'll see it on display Saturday night a little bit, is the start of the bubbling to the surface of questions about this offensive line. What have you seen from this offensive line? And is it, I guess, the weakest spot on this team right now?
What the hell does Ray know about offensive line?
Listen,
we talked to Pat Meyer the other day, and Pat was pretty even keel, which I think is his personality, but he's saying, hey, we need to get better, and we need to do it quicker. And they haven't played anybody yet. Now, he could have said a lot of things. He said a bunch of positive things, but he's also pointing out, like, hey, we need to improve. Even a guy like James Daniels, who they're counting on probably to be their best lineman, there are areas he has to improve. You know, they have George Pickens. People are excited about maybe Claypool with a better mentality and having Deontay Johnson and Freiermuth and Najee. But if that line doesn't work, little of that's going to matter. And, you know, that is, to me, you know, everybody's eyes will be on the quarterback, but I want to watch the five in front. How much time do they get? How do they look together? How aggressive are they? We're not going to see Kevin Dotson because of his ankle injury. You know, what is Kendrick Green in a game situation as a guard? Is he a guy that was indeed just in the wrong position and can't play in the NFL, or will he be overmatched at guard?
Jeff, you brought up that Kenny Pickett had a good practice yesterday. I want to revisit that just quickly. Is he stringing consistent good plays together, and is he, or has he, had consistently good practices now as he's gotten, you know, more accustomed to playing here.
Well, you know, the other day was a bad practice. He had a fumble on a snap, threw a pick. So yesterday he looked a little bit more comfortable. But you've seen days where he's done that and looked bad the next day. And I think that pretty much the same for all the quarterbacks. You've seen pockets of good play, but there's been not one guy that's been like, wow, okay, he's taken over. But I will say in the key drills, in the two-minute drills, which Trubisky did not do yesterday, those things, Mitch does look like he is the starting quarterback of the Steelers.
Last thing before we let you go, we know you're busy and we're crunched for time, as I said, is Levi Wallace good?
Levi Wallace has been challenged, but I think he's going to be all right. I tell you what, Witherspoon made a couple of plays yesterday, and that length is such an advantage at corner.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. Is Levi Wallace good?
Levi Wallace is in a battle. Let's just put it that way.
See, that wasn't how it was built to us, right, Jeff? We thought he was going to come in here and be a stabilizing force, a Joe Hayden type figure, right?
And I think, you know, as much as we all rip Devin Bush, you got to credit Robert Spillane. I think you got to credit Akella Witherspoon and the fact that Levi Wallace missed over a week because of an illness.
There you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.